With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pond for Tuesday, June 28th, 2022. And if you are new to the Small Pond, here we like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day all season long in 10 minutes or less. And yesterday did not fare well against the St. Louis Cardinals in what was the first game of a three-game series. I really wanted to go over this game really quick. I had other things to talk about. But really, just quick, I want to talk about Pablo Lopez and just everything that happened this game, really, with pitching. Pablo Lopez, 5 innings, 6 hits, 5 earned runs, 5 strikeouts, 1 walk. His ERA is up to 2.98. It was one point in the year where Pablo's ERA was under 2 for a good amount of time, just hovering at 2, right under 2, and now he is inching closer to having an ERA above 3. For Pablo Lopez, he has not had the best of games as of late. For Miami, he had this game in St. Louis, 5 earned runs. He did have the really good game in Colorado. He gave up nothing. He had the Mets game, 6 earned runs. Houston, 2 earned runs. San Francisco, 4 earned runs. So that's a lot of earned runs for Pablo Lopez. And he is potentially taking himself out of All-Star contention, which I know is crazy to even say. But Pablo has really not performed maybe to the standard we have hoped. From the beginning when he had when he was pitcher of the month in the National League, but if Pablo really could just maybe have I believe maybe 1-2 maybe even 3 starts left before the All-Star break, if he could just get 2 really good starts, he don't have to be perfect. Yeah, he doesn't have to go 8 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned runs. No, just good 6 innings, 7 maybe on one of them, and he should definitely get a nod to be in the All-Star game. Obviously, Sandy, going to be an All-Star, has to be. And actually, Josh Chisholm is leading all National League second basemen in votes, which is really incredible to see, because just having a Marlin there is just insane. And that shows you the popularity and marketability of Josh Chisholm to be first in all second basemen. Guys like Jeff McNeil, Ozzie Albies, who's unfortunately injured, and also Jeff McNeil, and also Jazz right now, I believe. But that's really crazy to think about, having a Marlin start the All-Star game. I haven't had that, I believe, in a while. And also, just for Miami, they are getting players back. One of them, Brian Anderson, was activated off the IL and played in this game. Luke Williams had to get optioned down to AAA, so... if you're a Luke Williams fan, you can catch him playing on a Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. And if you're a Brian Anderson fan, well, come back here to Miami, because he is playing for your Marlins. And it's really crazy to think about just everything going on with the Marlins. With all these injuries, we also have Joey Wendell, who's due to come back soon. And you know, just hopefully these hitters and these players can maybe breathe life to Miami, because that's really what they need. They need hitting. Their pitching has just been really phenomenal so far in the year. And by pitching, I just mean starters. If we go here, one to talk about is Richard Bleier, a part of the St. Louis game. 1 inning, 2 hits, 2 earned runs. His ERA is now 5.59.
Yep, it's another deep left. The man is ready. And another long home run. Juan Yepes, 2 home runs, and he's driven in 5 tonight. First home run against a lefty this year.
He signed a guaranteed contract, I believe, around spring training time in the offseason. So not really what the Marlins have hoped for Richard Bleier. Really just, all right, turning your corner. Not in the right direction, I would say. Hopefully he can just pick it up. Time with the All-Star break rolls around, fixes some things, and maybe he can drop his ERA to below 4. That'll be great to see from Richard Bleier, because I know he has the capabilities in him. It's another thing also to maybe monitor his age, giving a big, not big, but a 2-year extension for a guy who's in his mid-30s, who will be out of his contract by the time he's 37, 38 years old. But I still believe in Richard Bleier, and I still think that he has the capabilities to turn it around this rest of the way into the season. But really, just for Miami overall, they really need to do pick things up. If not, it's going to be a very, let's say, talkative or crazy trade deadline, because there are players that Miami could potentially shop around. One of them has to be Jesus Aguilar. Marlins owe him, I believe, $7.5 million left on his contract guaranteed for Aguilar, and he is definitely going to be a player that the Marlins have to shop around. Pretty decent sized contract, especially for the Marlins, but to get him, to see what would happen if trading him, what the Marlins can get in return. I don't think they're going to get any top prospects. They might get a couple top 30 guys, and by top 30 guys, I mean guys positively in the top 20. So that's really, I see something with Aguilar, and you could even go Garrett Cooper, but Garrett Cooper's contract is way less expensive compared to Aguilar. Just other guys, it's really difficult to even say. Maybe a pitcher, someone in the bullpen, but the Marlins will more likely trade for a reliever than trade a reliever if there is a reliever to be traded. Maybe Anthony Bass. If the Marlins feel like they're out of contention and they want to get something, Anthony Bass is just having a career year. He is dominating on all fronts. An ERA under 2, under 1.9, 30 innings pitched exactly. A whip of 1.03, walked under 10 people, not giving up any home runs. Anthony Bass has just been probably the best reliever. If you could say all pitchers, he is probably top 3 easily for Miami. Just Anthony Bass has just been a shining star in this bullpen for the Fish. Really, that's really the main thing. Just Anthony Bass just performing. I believe that since a couple small pods ago, he's one of the biggest overachievers for Miami. He's just been dominating, and he could even get an All-Star spot. If there is a spot in the bullpen, Anthony Bass at least deserves to have a look to see on the All-Star bullpen. He 100% deserves it. And also, the Marlins, if you want to go on the opposite end, someone who is struggling and maybe needed to be sent down just to get some retooling and maybe clear headspace, and so they can come back bigger, better, faster, stronger, it will probably be De La Cruz. Hitting 215, OPS 613, slugging 338. Four home runs, just really Brian De La Cruz. We thought of like the really strong fourth outfielder. He's just really been not the best in that role. He's also given up some defensive plays in center field. So I would be better off to see what he could do in AAA, get some retooling, maybe bring up someone like Gerardo Encarnacion and give him another shot here. Maybe bring up Lewin Diaz, or if we're talking about center fielders, probably Billy Hamilton. Might get a share of that role if DLC is brought down. But that really does the news for Miami. They did not look good against St. Louis. They are back today against the Cards at 7:45 p.m. It is Braxton Garrett going up against Dakota Hudson. Should be an interesting matchup for the Fish. But like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the small pod. Do remember this. Always go Fish.